The city will have all the information that you need on that road and where it comes out and what it meant for traffic in the Forsyth. As a matter of fact, they just sold a home that laid inside those perimeters for that road. And they just sold that home within the last 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. And so that home will have the entire set of plans that go all the way through to the other side of town to eliminate the problem. Hmm. And it was planning back in 2000, and I think if you'll look, it'll be 2006 through 2008 is when the, if you look in that area, okay. But they'll have it all because they just sold it.
I'll have to check with the city and maybe our planning manager, Frank, he's been with us for quite some time. He might remember if there was anything that went on there. Okay. Any other items? I mean, we're in full throttle as far as maintenance. You know, you'll see us, we're out patching and putting down some hot mix, putting down some cold mix. We were doing some spraying. I think that's pretty well starting to taper off. We're in mowing mode right now because it's coming up on the 4th of July, so we're trying to get all the towns and everything mowed out. But a lot of maintenance activities going on right now. We, probably similar to the county, we had a very mild winter, and so we didn't have a lot of salt expense, and so we've got a lot of money rolling to the roads this summer, probably more than typical, just because we had some excess revenue because of the fact we didn't have to buy salt this winter, which was a huge relief for all of us. So.
You did chip and seal on K Highway,
okay,
and down to the boat dock area, and it's an excellent job of chip and seal.
It is
one of the better state jobs that I have seen. There was literally no chips that were flying up or anything. It was a perfect job.
Awesome. It has a lot to do with skill, but sometimes it has to do with the weather too.
Yes,
so you take it when you can get it.
It has a lot to do with the weather, but it is a good job.
Thank you. I will let the guys know.
I don't. How many other lettered roads did you do around in chip and seal?
Because
I didn't even know.
I would honestly have to check with them because that's being done by our crews, and I don't have that list with me. I had the list for the for everything that's being done through our STIP by contractors, but that's actually being done by our folks. So
right.
I apologize. I should have had that with me.
Right.
Anything else? All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I'll get you some answers on that. All right, what's going on?
Gift of lights discussion.
That's the agreement we did last year to allow a company to put the lights in. Randy, that's what I was wanting you to. What did we end up doing for that? Was it just a verbal?
No, we've got a contract.
Was there a contract?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we got a contract.
Because we had some stipulations and stuff. Is that, does Nikki have a contract in there?
No.
It was definitely agreement to cover us on the legal. And I didn't hear of any problems with it. Did you hear of any problems with it? If there's needs to be another one signed, well, I'd be willing to do so because of the lack of complaints or anything that we had on that.
I just know they've reached out to us wanting to kind of stay ahead of the game, so I was wanting to get that taken care of so we're not looking at it in November
while they're trying to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it was a 12-month contract, so that would have expired. I guess we need to look and see when that one was signed.
Well, if you remember, when they came forward, though, they were running late on
right.
time to get it up. So I'm saying that the project itself, he probably came to us in October or November.
It's probably October.
And so if you're wanting to look at it and approve something for the next year so that he can get started earlier, I think there isn't there three involved. I think there's three involved entities. One of them was the city of Branson. One of them was us. And I can't remember what the other one was. Maybe it had something to do with the chamber or something that was...
Well, the chamber used to do it there, and I think they quit doing it there. The chamber's not doing one, or I
but anyway, there's something.
The chamber quit, and then this guy was...
wanting to continue it, and then I know that the railroad, whenever they do their polar lights, they utilize it because it right... I mean,
well, maybe that's what went through there or something, but it was somebody else that we had to agree with. And it may have been even the charcoal kilns or something. I don't remember. But anyway, it's no problem. I didn't hear any complaints.
I say they went and got petitions, didn't they? Got some signatures and made sure, and they went door to door and the families that live back there, and they said there weren't any issues. I think they gave them tickets and passes.
Yeah, they gave them passes to go.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on 1 second. Nikki just texted me.
Okay.
I guess there was written consent from the property owners.
That was separate, though, wasn't it?
I think so.
That didn't have anything to do with the... That was from those property owners that are affected that live up... Wasn't there a subdivision right up above there, Brandon?
Yeah, and then we also had insurance. There was an insurance provided. I remember that was part of the stipulation.
It's in the contract.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess we'll
probably bring that back up. Get everything we need for it, bring it back up next week. And
okay.
That way they have time to kind of get it ready. Okay.
We have, I guess we'll go into recess. We're scheduled for executive session at 10 o'clock at the County Commission Conference Room for 610-02.